Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. And here we are into the first week of Advent, the great season of preparation, the great season of anticipation. For the Messiah has come. And the Messiah desires, brothers and sisters, at this Christmas, the Messiah desires to enter more and more deeply into your heart. Your heart. Not someone else's. Don't worry about anyone else right now. Just you. The Messiah desires to enter into your life, your heart, your soul more deeply. Will you give him entrance? Will you open up your heart more to receive him? Will you be open to the gift of greater faith and hope and love? Today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis Xavier. He was a founding member of the Jesuit order, and he eagerly accepted a commission to preach the gospel to the people of the East. Arriving at Goa in India, he began his work catechizing the Portuguese. From there, he traveled. Now remember, this was many, many years ago. In fact, this was the 1500s. You don't have the ease of travel that we have today. Listen to this. Arriving at Goa, India, he began his work catechizing the Portuguese. From there, he traveled to India, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, and Japan. In a letter from India, he wrote, "I looked or desired for nothing here but to wear myself out with work and sacrifice my life itself in bringing about the salvation of souls." That's purity of intention. Listen to that again. "I looked or desired for nothing but to wear myself out with work and sacrifice my life itself in bringing about the salvation of souls." Firm, thorough, and determined, Francis was always looking for a way to extend the reach of the gospel. He came to an island just outside the mainland of China, and he was preparing to enter that vast territory when he died in 1552. When I went to China several years ago, I really looked down over the water and the little islands and wondered exactly where it was as we were coming into the mainland of China. I wondered where it was that Francis Xavier laid down his life, having fully spent it, having fully spent it for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, doesn't matter on one level. It doesn't matter what our vocation is. What matters is the generosity of our heart. That in my life, with my whatever my commitments are in my state of life, am I willing, insofar as it is in keeping with the commitments of my life, am I really willing to preach the gospel? See, every one of us is called by baptism to preach the gospel. We preach it most clearly by the kind of life we live. What are our priorities? What are our values? How do we care for the poor? Are we kind to others? Are we generous? That's what really matters, is where my heart is. Francis Xavier, by the grace of God, just abandoned himself to God's work and God's will. Abandoned himself. There's a way, whether we're married, single, religious, whatever it is we are, there is a way that each of us within our state in life is called to abandon ourselves to God, to choose him, to choose his way, to seek to bring him to as many people in our sphere of influence, to bring as many people to know him and to love him and to serve him, whatever our state in life. Am I a sign of God's presence? It's a question that every one of us can ask, husbands, fathers, single people, married women, religious, consecrated, whatever our life's vocation is. We need to ask this question. Am I sold out for Christ? In the vocation that he has called me to live, am I fully given over to him and to the development, the establishment, the spread of his kingdom? It's a good thing during Advent to take a look at this, because remember, Christmas is not a past event. It's now. The grace of Christmas is now. Are you going to bring many hearts to him? Are you going to bring him to many hearts? Whatever way it works in the circumstances. But are you going to be the bearer of the Christ child? By your thoughts, by your words, by your actions. That's not simplistic. It's a heavy call. But it produces a glorious, glorious fruit that will last for all eternity. Let's take a look at the readings. Prophet Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1-6. On that day they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places. The lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord asks of us. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is an eternal rock. He will not budge. He will not leave you. He will never abandon you. He will lead you, as I so often say, he will lead you safely home. Psalm 118, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Do people say that about you? Blessed is he, blessed is she who comes in the name of the Lord. That it's clear that you're a disciple of the Lord. It's clear that you desire to follow him. It's clear that his presence is with you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Open to me the gates of justice. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord. The gate is the Lord's. The just shall enter it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me. You have been my Savior. Jesus Christ opened the gates of heaven for you and me. Otherwise, they would have been closed against us. But when we rejected God, when we rejected his creation of us, when we decided to carry out our will, our way, then this is my life. I can do with it what I want. No, it's not your life. It was given to you as a gift. But one day you render an account for it. In that sense, it's not your life. You have a Father in heaven. Your life comes from him. And we're called to live our life and then return our life to the Lord. Hopefully in praise and thanksgiving for what we did with what he has given us. O Lord, grant salvation. Lord, grant prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. This is what we're supposed to be doing, is showing other people where Christ is, showing him where the light of Christ is. By our lives, exhibiting the fact that it bears good fruit to follow the Lord. This is our call. And so many of us say, well, I'm so worn down by this. When this is over, when that's over, then maybe I can think about doing something more for the church or something more for God. But right now, I'm swamped by this. Where you are is where God has either ordained or permitted you to be. And God will work right there in your circumstances, right there now, in the midst of your challenges or difficulties. God will work through you if you abandon yourself to him. If you say, Lord, I want to be your disciple right in the midst of my circumstances now. You do that, pray that way, be open to his voice, and you will be amazed right in the midst of whatever else you're carrying, how God will use you. And it brings us hope. It brings us even consolation that God is near, that he has not abandoned us. His coming as a child was to show us that he would never abandon us. That even if we turned away from him and we rejected his covenants and we went other ways, he sent himself. He would not stop. Doesn't that tell you how much you're loved? Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, and then verses 24 to 27. Jesus said to his disciples, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Notice that. Not everyone who says to me, oh, Lord, Lord, we use God's name, we say we pray, but it's all just lip service. That's what he means here when he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. If your life and the life of your family and your friends, your relationships are built on the rock of faith in Jesus Christ, no matter what storms come, your house will not be destroyed. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. God is talking about your life and mine. Am I built on the rock that is Christ, or am I built on the sand of this world? I want this gorgeous house. I want all these possessions. I have the money. I want everything. I've earned it. It's my money. I can do it what I want. How many times have we heard that? I have a dream, or a dream in career, or all kinds of dreams. But if they're not built on the rock that is Christ, if they're not coming out of faith in Christ, they're built on sand, and they will collapse when the first big storm comes. They will, because they have no way of standing secure. This is a warning to us right here as we prepare for Christmas to make sure that my life is being built on faith in Christ. I'm not giving lip service to Christmas. I'm giving eternal thanksgiving that God saved me through his Son, Jesus Christ, and that if I build my life, no matter how modest or how great, if I build my life on faith in Jesus Christ, I will live forever. May God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.